So for those of you who don't know, I am Father Adam Ahern. I'm recently returned from National Guard deployment to Kuwait. And Father Mike was very kind and gracious to let me stay here and to participate in these Holy Week liturgies. He's a good friend of mine. We spent 4 years in seminary together. He had to endure me for 4 years in seminary, as he might put it. But today is the veneration of the cross, probably the most somber day of our liturgical year. The most somber day is the day Christ, our God and our Savior, died. It's the day that no Mass is celebrated today. What we're doing here is a veneration of the cross and a communion service. We're not celebrating Mass because our Savior is dead. Our Savior has been hung on a cross and he dies today. It's the saddest day of the year. Here in a little bit, we're going to venerate the cross. But as you can see now, the cross is hidden, right? The cross is always hidden. It's very rarely there right in front of us. At least symbolically, it's very rarely right there in front of us. And yet, throughout Scripture, and even here in this beautiful church, we see different symbols of the cross. If you could turn the camera to the stained glass window now. We see the cross symbolically in this window, right? Not just the image of the crucifixion there at the bottom, but we also see the cross in all four of those images. There's the serpent hanging from the stick as the Israelites were journeying from Egypt to the Holy Land. They were attacked by serpents, right? And Moses made the bronze serpent and hung it on a stick. And every time people gazed on it, they were healed. My brothers and sisters, every time we gaze on the cross, we are healed. And yet there's times when our crosses are hidden. And there's times when we can't see the cross. So we need to look for it, right? In these other images, we also see symbols of the cross. With Isaac and Abraham, you see that slab that Isaac is kneeling on? That's the cross. The wood that Isaac carried to the sacrificial site, the wood that he was laid upon, that is the cross. That stone altar, that bread and that wine offered by Melchizedek, that is the cross. Because it's upon that our bread and our wine, this our salvation, is offered. And then we have the obvious image of the cross, Christ hanging upon the cross there at the bottom, the scene of the crucifixion, the scene Father Mike just so eloquently recited to us. Our Savior Jesus Christ dying upon the cross. When we gaze on that, we are healed. But as I said, there's times when we don't see the cross. You can turn the camera again. There's times when the cross is hidden from us, when it's covered in a shroud, like it is here in church now. It's those times that we have to look for the cross in order to be healed. It's those times when we have to seek the cross to find our healing. So my brothers and sisters, I ask you today, on this day that we venerate the cross, the day that we remember the suffering of our Savior, I ask you, where is the cross in your life today? Where is your cross today? And I'm not speaking of the symbol, the statues, the stained glass windows, but where is the cross that you're being asked to carry today? I saw a meme not too long ago. It was a little short little video, right? And it was this deep voice talking to a gentleman who was sitting there, and it said, "Because of COVID, you can A, quarantine with your wife and kids, or B." And immediately the guy just says B. How long have you been in quarantine? How long have you been isolated with just these few things around you? How have you endured that cross? I can say Father Mike has endured the cross of our friendship pretty well. We'll see how he's doing after this Holy Week. I'll let you know how I'm doing after this Holy Week. But my brothers and sisters, all joking aside, what cross have you been asked to endure today? Where is the cross in your life? It may be hidden. It may not be the obvious struggle of COVID or of struggling family members or of isolation. My brothers and sisters, where is the cross in your life? Because we're all asked to venerate a cross. We're all asked to embrace a cross. We're all asked to endure a cross. Where is the cross in your life today? What cross has Christ given you to endure, to venerate, and to embrace? My brothers and sisters, we all have a cross. Where is yours?
Let us pray, dearly beloved, for the Holy Church of God, that our God and Lord be pleased to give her peace.